Get up with Cass and Bodge.
That weather report, totally false, Cass. Totally false.
What did you do?
I was walking outside just a moment ago, 15 degrees, my...
Behind.
My lord. I felt like I was walking with a stalactite
rocking
around my trousers. It was that cold.
I haven't had to zip up the old jumper yet, but on the way out, I zipped up my jacket up to the neck when I left home this morning. It was so cold. And you know when it's really cold when your door handle's freezing and you're like, all right.
Right.
Winter is upon us.
Yeah, winter is here. Hey, it is that time for, you know, thermals and whatnot. Hey, Mother's Day this weekend, very exciting for a lot of mums out there wondering what all their little kiddies are going to get them.
I feel like a lot of mums are just like, I'm excited about it, but do you reckon that it's like their Christmas if you're a mum?
It depends on who your kids are, I guess. If you're my mum, you're probably not going to get too much.
No, it's not a matter of what you're going to get. I mean, like, you know, are the kids going to give you brekkie in bed, or are they going to, you know, be really well behaved that day?
Well, I tell you what they can get. They got fantastic vouchers over at Aqua Vitae Day Spa, and that's in the 5-star complex, Gordon Street, Port Macquarie, and they don't expire. So, you know, you don't often hear it. So what we're going to do at about 20 past, maybe a little bit before that, smidge before, is we're asking you to tell us why your mum is famous in your family. What does she do that's super special? Any special skills,
Yeah,
Cassandra?
She doesn't have to be legit famous.
No.
You know, we're not asking that. But look, my mum's a very good cook. She makes an awesome leg of lamb, and she's got a very sarcastic sense of humour. So anything like that, we had an air guitar mum last week.
That's right, we did. And what we're going to do is we're going to take calls all throughout the morning, and then at the back end of the morning, we're going to give someone a $100 voucher to Aqua Vitae Day Spa for mum. How good is that?
Yeah, she's the best mum I know.
It's time to tell us what your mum is famous for in the Mum Factor for Aqua Vitae in the 5-star complex, Port Macquarie.
Every caller that makes it on air goes into the draw to win a $100 gift voucher to Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the 5-star complex, Port Macquarie. And not only that, the people that don't win today and the person that does win also go into the draw for Fridays.
It's like everyone's in this huge draw for Friday's massive deluxe pamper package.
Okay, first person we got on is Jacob, and Jacob's not calling about his mum per se, about his partner instead. Jacob, what's your partner famous for?
My partner is well known for going well above and beyond when it comes to celebrating events like this, like Mother's Day, Father's Day. And this year it's her first Mother's Day, and unfortunately I'm not going to be here for it. I'll be in Bali for my little brother's birthday party, and I have nothing for her.
Oh, right.
You have nothing for her? Oh, no.
Dear.
You're kind of needing something, like a saving grace.
In a bit of a tough situation.
It is a tough situation.
Like, I know she goes above and beyond, which is really lovely, and I feel like you need to get it together right now, so thank God you gave us a call. But is there something that she's super known for?
I think she's super known for putting everyone else before her and being extremely kind and selfless.
All right. There you go.
That's what you want
in
a mum.
That's what you want.
What you want in a mum. All right, nice one. Well, you're going in the draw for this $100 gift voucher to Aqua Vitae Day Spa. We'll do that at the end of the day, but thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jake.
Yep. Okay, and also we've got Izzy in Port Macquarie. Izzy, hello, are you there?
Yeah, no, how are you doing, guys?
We're doing really well.
Morning, Izzy. All right, well, what's your mum famous for, Iz?
She's actually famous for crochet.
Oh.
I love crochet. Yeah. Isn't that game that the Queen plays on Alice in Wonderland with the stork, and you've got to hit it through the little hoops?
is that not crochet? Is that croquet?
Some people kind of call it that.
All right, I'm done.
He's going. Izzy, he's leaving. All right, well, is your mum just really good at crocheting, or what does she do?
Yeah, she's amazing. She's really talented with it, and she's actually been working on a project to raffle off lots of blankets for the hay runners, for our farmers.
Oh, that's amazing.
She's had over 900 granny squares sent to her from people all over the world.
Oh, wow.
For them all. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
Your mum sounds like a legit legend.
Yeah, she is.
Well, there you go. Well, you're in the draw. You're in the draw for the $100 gift voucher. Much.
Stay by your phone just before 9 o'clock and we'll give you a call back if you are the winner. And also, you're definitely going into the draw for this Friday's major pamper package.
Nice one. Izzy, thank you so much for the call. You have a good morning, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Cass, that's two great stories there. One celebrating first Mother's Day and
first of many.
A crochet legend. I knew what it was. Of course I did. I was trying to make a joke. It wasn't very funny, though, obviously.
You can only try, Bob. Let's go.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Dean McCarthy joins us on the line. Dean, happy Monday to you, mate.
Hello, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, Dean, there's lots going on in Hollywood. Let's kick it off with Britney. She's out of treatment. She did have to go back to rehab. How's she going?
Oh, look, I've got really good news today for Britney fans. Britney Spears has finished her 30-day stint at the mental health facility here in Los Angeles. Here's the cool thing about this, right? She's home, she looks amazing, and she honestly looks like she's had a 30-day rest, which I think we could all do with every now and then. All these rumours that she was being held there against her will, not true at all. It was completely, she took herself there. She took herself in. It was all like her own idea. It was her doing. So she's been released. She's out. She's happy. She's living her best life. Good on her.
And it was her initiative to go in there. So good on her. And you know what, Dean? The Met Gala. Like, everyone freaks out about this. The fashion's incredible. This is happening tomorrow night, right?
Met Gala. Everyone in Hollywood has flown to New York City. Let me give you the lowdown. This thing is crazy. It's like triple A-list superstars. There's a couple of rules none of us actually know about until this morning. I found out this is so crazy. First of all, you have to be personally invited by Anna Wintour. She's the editor of Vogue magazine.
Yeah,
it's $30,000 to go. Okay, no plus ones. You cannot bring your hot boyfriend, hot girlfriend, anything. You have to come alone, unless of course you're Kim and Kanye. You are not allowed to take phones inside. There is a, what do they call it, like glamorous food rule. So no garlic and no parsley.
Wow.
And the final rule of all: if you are invited and you say no, you are never invited back again.
Oh, my God.
That is the golden rule of the, even if you're Beyonce.
Blacklisted.
Sorry, coming back.
Wow.
You get blacklisted if you say no to $30,000 ticket.
Talk about pride. My God.
Okay, well, Anna Wintour does not take no very easily, I guess.
I'm sorry about this. Is she the one that The Devil Wears Prada was made about?
Well,
more or less.
Kind of. Let's
inspired by?
Yeah, inspiration. The inspiration behind it is that. Also, Dini, we have one other question. Kimmy K's new fee for Instagram. How much?
Okay, here's the thing, right? If you're Kim Kardashian, this is pretty awesome. She is now charging $1 million per Instagram post.
Wow.
Okay, now I know that sounds extreme, but if you think about it, it's pretty incredible endorsement, and her audience is gigantic. Millions and millions and millions of followers. $1 million, and even if you got the cash, she may not say yes, so she turns brands down all the time.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
I don't know. It's crazy.
But even if you've got $1 million, even if you've got $1 million, she might not do an Instagram post of 15 seconds. Is it a story or are we talking about an actual post?
A post.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Dean, you know what? I said to Bodge, because, you know, it was actually his idea to ask you because he's a Kardashian fan, low-key. I said it'll be in the millions, and I thought I was way off.
I was going to say half a mil.
Oh, all right.
Well, there you go, Dean.
$1 million.
Mate, that is, I'll get back to my low-paying job.
Dean, we can't wait to hear all about the Met Gala deets, and hopefully no one has any garlic, and we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Saturday was World Naked Gardening Day, and it's a day I look forward to.
And do we know the purpose behind it, just to be free in your garden?
I don't know the purpose.
That's
don't care.
I mean.
Don't even care about the purpose.
Oh, right.
Chance to get naked in my boss's backyard without him knowing I'm there. And, of course, obviously he did find out the next day when we posted the photo.
And he saw you in his backyard nude.
Yeah, if you haven't been to our Facebook page yet and seen it, I think it's still pinned to the top of our page. It is me dual-wielding a blower vac and a whippersnipper while in the nud.
Doing any gardening.
It was fantastic, and it was very hard to pull off as well because I had a tripod, I had my phone, I had a timer on the camera. Caleb here at the station let me into the house, like secret squirrel like. I go out to the back and I spent at least half an hour running around our boss's garden nude.
I need to know if he has neighbours that are close.
I had to keep a lookout, and I was, you know, I was cupping myself so that no one could, you know, see. But
and also Caleb,
you can only cup so much, Cass.
Okay, great. I actually am confused here. You told me that Caleb originally took the photos. So here I am picturing.
No, I didn't tell you that at all. I told you he let me in, and he sat.
I'm pretty sure he did, but I was so confused. I was like, well, what? As if you and Caleb are sitting there in the backyard doing that. So I was like,
what are you doing, Cass? Are you trying to be like? I never told you this, Cass. He doesn't do that sort of thing. He's not a good photo taker.
Okay. All I'm saying is, thank God there was a tripod and not Caleb that had to actually witness all that. Do you reckon he was peeping in?
No,
from the house?
He wasn't. He was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine in the front room.
Okay, well, good to know.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I'm happy about that now. Yeah. We don't want to scar him
and
too
crying.
Much.
And crying. But I put the photo up, and it's gone gangbusters. I couldn't believe the amount of responses. And obviously, it was a bit of fun. There was a few comments I had to delete because I've got access to Facebook. Normally, I wouldn't, but they... I don't know, fat, disgusting piece of, you know, all that sort of stuff. I was like, oh, okay. It was starting to get me down a little bit. I was like, well, you know, if you don't like her, that's fine. I understand that. You know, people saying, oh, my kids can see this. Like, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, that's not great if you got to look at this, I guess. It took a long time for me to get that photo.
I understand the effort you went behind it. But if I had kids and I don't at the moment, I wouldn't want them probably looking at that botch. But neither would you.
I think it's when people were saying that I was, you know, disgusting and that sort of stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, well, fat. Yep, yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough. And there was just a bit of that. So I think I only had to delete two comments in the end.
I don't condone online bullying at all. I do not get around it. And there is a lot of it that goes on.
Yeah.
But the kids seeing the nude, I'm not into.
No, that's fair enough. Too, but I was covering my giblets, so it should all be happy days.
So
anyway, there was some comments though that I thought, you know, they did have a little bit of, you know, I gave them the time of day.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
Why is this allowed on Facebook? And yet the obviously last week you had the ladies with the cupcakes covering their, you know,
buns.
Their chest buns, their boobies, and those were taken down by Facebook. Now, those were for they were for breast cancer, were they not?
Yeah.
So it was like a campaign.
I was so annoyed to hear about this because there was actually a campaign behind it. There was a rhyme and reason behind it.
Yeah.
And people are still reposting them. There's been a lot of screenshots and people are going back up saying, I don't understand why these are taken down.
Yeah.
That I'm okay with because there's a reason behind it and you can't actually see any nudity.
Well, this is true. Look, so when people are saying, why is this allowed up and why is the other taken down? Absolutely agree. Some people were following it up with, why is this tool allowed to do it? And I'm like, all right, we'll steady on. But as a whole, I totally agree. The interesting thing is that Instagram and Facebook, I believe, are owned by the same, like the same conglomerate, like the same company. And I put a video up as well because our boss's wife was so, she was so shocked.
Like a poor Helen.
That she saw some of the outtakes and stuff
no.
like that as well. And she said, I can't go on my own garden anymore. I was like, well, wait, because there's a video that's going up. And it was me, seductively watering her pot plants. With Enya on in the background. But that got deleted from our Instagram account. I want to read this to you. We remove photos, videos, and some digitally created content that shows sexual intercourse, genitals, close-up, fully nude buttocks. We remove some photos of female nipples, but photos of post-mastectomy, scarring, and women actively breastfeeding are allowed. I don't think that's true.
Who said that?
This is what Instagram sent me to say that the post had been deleted. We remove other images as well. So the guidelines state that they are allowed to post mastectomy scarring in that way. So I don't know why they've taken it down from Facebook. They should have the same values, surely.
Well, if they are owned by the same person. Well, look, this is the question. I mean, should Facebook and Instagram be censoring the same content over both platforms?
And not just that, was it right for them to let me put my nude up, even though I was covering bits and pieces with gardening tools, but not let a really serious campaign about breast cancer that would have taken a lot of courage, lot more courage from the women that were in that. Was it right to get rid of those images?
Well, that's a question. 13, 12, 16, if you want to have your say. But, Bodge, I think you probably could have worn maybe a leaf over your area.
Oh, everyone kept saying that.
Maybe
you're
like
all
Adam and Eve.
You're
I don't
all
know.
Comedians.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Everyone wants to live to a ripe old age, right? Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah, well, some people do. I mean, I would like to get to about 110 and still be going strong.
110? 110, you say. Well, I feel like with medical science ever evolving, like everyone is going to hopefully start living like longer and longer. And now is our average age, I think it's like 85 or something. So, I mean, we're going well.
It's a pity the planet probably hasn't got too long though.
That is the other side. But there is one guy, Jonathan,
right,
who is, he's surpassed everyone basically, buddy. So he is living and he is 187 years old.
Oh, okay, this is not human though, is it?
Nope.
All right,
I don't think any human's ever lived to that long. He is actually a tortoise. Now, he's from a remote island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic.
Right.
Now, if you think about it, 187 years old, you would have seen so much. Like, that tortoise would be so bloody wise.
Where does he live?
In the South Atlantic.
But, like, is he in a zoo or something? Because if he's in a pent-up cage or something, he might have seen the same thing for about 187 years.
I don't think he lives in a cage, and God, I hope not, because how boring.
Also, they move quite slow, so he might not have seen so much. He'd go, right, well, do you know what? I'm not going to walk today. I could go over there and see what's going on.
Everyone's always like, turtles and tortoises are so slow and everything like that. My friend had three, and one ran away. One actually...
walked away, probably.
Trotted. One trotted away, and actually, genuinely, they couldn't find it, and they had only let them out for a little bit. So, I don't know. I feel like that, you know, slow tortoise thing is actually a bit of a myth. But 187 years old, I was thinking, did I know that turtles live to plus 100? There was one movie that actually taught it to me. Take a listen.
How old are sea turtles?
Sea turtles? I don't know.
Sandy Plankton from next door, he said that sea turtles said that they live to be about 100 years old.
Well, you know what? If I ever meet a sea turtle, I'll ask her. So, Mr. Turtle...
Oh, dude, Mr. Turtle is my father. Name's Crush.
Hey, Crush! Crush, I forgot! How old are you?
150, dude! And still young! Rock on!
150, I gotta remember that.
Well, 150 is, you know, that's pretty, so that's a sea turtle as well, but almost part of the same sort of family.
Yeah, part of the same fam. And look, this guy's 187 years old. Apparently, he's like royalty on this island. Like, people go far and wide to actually see him, and they're like, oh, hold on, Jonathan's here type thing. I probably would too, to be honest. He has a friend, and his friend is actually 80 years old, and his name's David. Right. So he's been... kind of, I guess, he was probably friendless for a little bit, you know? Like, it takes a while to actually create a friend, and then to have a friend, David, who's only 80. I wonder how long he'll live.
Yeah, probably not as long.
I feel bad.
Probably not as long.
How long? Okay, when do you reckon he's going to cark it? Apparently, he's still... I know it's a bit depressing.
Oh, sorry,
to say
are, we doing,
that.
Are we doing a turtle Deadpool right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it's kind of like Game of Thrones with the turdies. Now,
I don't know. A couple of hundred years, I give it.
You think he'd go to like plus 200?
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you get to 187.
The only reason I'm kind of with you there is because they're saying, you know, his royal status. He probably gets his nails done. He probably gets his shell washed and everything like that. He probably has a pillow that he sleeps on. So you know what? Maybe 201.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast hit.
And Cass, I'm so glad. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that Iron Man's done for another year.
I feel like that is so negative. Why?
That's okay. Look, I'm not saying it's not good for the local economy. I think it's a fantastic event. We're very lucky to have it. However, if you want to go for a little drive on a Sunday, you know, you got Buckley's chances. You got to go all the way around and do different things. You're boxed in different areas.
Also, don't you like going around and seeing all the people running and biking and sweltering and you're like, well, I'm in my car?
It's unnatural.
I know, but I only was here for a little bit last night and I went out and saw the runners and I was in a car and I was like, well, you know what? These poor people are still running and it's literally been 12 hours.
Yeah, that's right. I was awake last night because I could hear someone on a microphone talking about, I don't know what time it was. It must have been around 9, 10 o'clock.
I think they capped it at midnight.
I lose track of time, but I don't want to hear someone on a microphone that late at night, especially if I'm, you know, in Eastport. And it's happening, you know, near Settlement City. I shouldn't be able to hear it. Or Town Green, I think it was.
Okay, I feel like we're always complaining about the fact that huge events don't come to the Mid-North Coast.
It's me that's doing the complaining, let's be honest.
Oh, my goodness.
But what I want to know is, so the bloke that won it, Cameron Wirth, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
He was born here. He lives in Spain or something now. But he set a record. He's the first person born of Port Macquarie to win the event.
He was here from the ages of 2 to 6, I believe.
Wasn't he born here?
No.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, he's very good effort.
He grew up here as a toddler and, like, he'd have a lot of childhood memories here.
Well, my question is, apparently 8 hours and 6 minutes. First off, how do you go to the toilet during that time? Do you take a little break or do you have a little bum flap? I want to know.
What?
Yeah, a little flap at the back just to, if you need to go.
No, if it's at number one,
you
either wee in the water, which is kind of gross to anyone behind you, or you wee usually on the bike because it's like a pretty long...
Yeah, you just wee
on your bike and it just goes straight down your leg.
That's terrible.
Why is that terrible? Like, you wash your bike after everyone washes their bike because of the sea salt.
What kind of event, right, would you need to be... like? You can't do an event that long... without going to the toilet unless you are on no solids whatsoever, right?
Do you mean number twos now?
Yeah, I mean number twos. Number ones, while you're riding a bike's bad enough.
Okay.
I don't like that because imagine if it gets under the wheel as you're going, a little bit of slippage.
Oh, that's fine because it's raining anyway usually half the time. Okay, wees are fine. For poos, like I said, they wee in the bike, but on the run, because their heart rate's up so high, they usually have to stop to wee.
Yeah.
So that's like a whole nother thing. But hopefully they've got all their weeing out while they're on the bike.
I just don't know how they do it. 8 hours, and that was the best time as well. There was people still late at night still getting
And look,
there.
As for number twos, I think that what they do is they time it, so they have to go the night before. Well, you can take laxatives and everything like that.
What?
Or just Metamucil or something that you have to go the night before.
Are you guessing or do you know that?
No, like, one of my friends does triathlons and this machine.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you actually know what sort of preparation they go through.
Oh, well, I'm not the triathlete, but I know what she does. My uncle's also an Ironman. He always does Ironmans, and that's how I know about the bike wing.
Yeah.
And with the number twos, usually because your heart rate's up so much and you've got to kind of plan the poos, they don't have to go. And if there's some emergency, one thing's for sure is you wouldn't want to go in the water or something like that.
High pressure situations like that, I need to drop a little deuce. You gotta do it. I'm just saying, for 8 hours, and that was the best time to not go with, to go without is something that's really hard to do.
The clock's ticking and no one cares. And the second place was Tim Reed and he was 8 hours, 9 minutes. So just, a few minutes after the winner.
Yeah.
Imagine if he went to the toilet, he would have come third or fourth.
Exactly. So I just don't know. The Ironman, I mean, I'm just glad I can drive my car again. These people are pulling off amazing feats.
I know. I was going to say, just because we all had to go a little bit further
local economy's doing really well. A lot of tourism here.
God.
I'm worried because I can't drive across town to get coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid North Coast here.
3, 2, 1,
let's go! KFM's 5 in 10.
$750, Cass. A lot of cash.
A lot of quid. And we got Shay on the line from Kempsey. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
What are you up to for this Monday morning?
I'm just on my way to Coffs Harbour for a professional development day.
That's intriguing. That sounds like an interesting Monday at least.
What for? Yeah. Professional development for what?
It's for autism.
Oh.
That's cool. What is it?
Yeah.
Hang on. What date is it today? Oh, Autism Awareness Month was last month. But you know what? You should be aware all the time, shouldn't you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, we hope you have a good day and we hope that we can make it a little bit better. You got 10 seconds and we need 5 correct answers from you. Are you ready, Shay?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Can you please name for Bodge and I 5 Miley Cyrus albums bar Hannah Montana?
Oh, no idea.
Oh, God. One is a weird one. Bangers.
There's no shame in
I'm sorry, Shay. Honestly, a lot of people, I think there's something like 4 or 5 Hannah Montana albums. So I was like, everyone could just say 1, 2, and 3.
Shay,
so.
I thought they were different people, mate. I didn't even know they were the same thing.
I had to educate him a moment ago, but that's okay.
Thank you.
Shay,
have a good day.
You have a great one. Thanks for the call.
See ya. $760 up for grabs in the 5 in 10 for tomorrow. Going up once more. Dean McCarthy's not too far away with some entertainment news from the US. And also the Mum Factor.
Yeah, we're going to be playing. Well, we're going to not be playing. We're going to be wanting your calls for why your mum is most famous and what she has done to deserve to go in the draw to win a $100 Aquavite Day Spa gift voucher. So we're going to be playing that in about 15 minutes.
And even if you don't get through today, You can always call. We call. We're doing this right through until Thursday, and then on Friday we're doing a grand prize draw as well. So if you call up and you get on air but you don't win the voucher, the good news is you still go into the draw for the big one at the end of the week. So it is a really cool thing that we're doing with Aqua Vitae. That's coming up. We'll talk in just one sec, Cass.
Well, I do also have to tell you, Bodge, that for the 5 in 10...
Oh, yeah.
There's a little something that I have to say. I'm just trying to find my
Oh, that's right. Oh, God. Oh, do you know what?
I've got it now. I just found it. God, I've got so many...
I totally forgot that as well.
I've got so many pieces of paper in front of me.
We got consolation prizes.
I'm going to have to, call back Shay.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, no, Shay, if you're listening... You give us a call back, 13, 12, 16, because we...
Bodge and I have short-term memory loss today.
We're going to give you some underwear.
Ooh.
It's not used. It's all good. It's tradie underwear.
And we got $100 tradie underwear vouchers. So give us a call back, Shay, and we'll give you one of those. We've got consolation prizes all week and new tradie baby zippers made tiny tough. That's what we're doing this week.
That's right. Very exciting. I can't believe I forgot that. Apologies for that, Cass. It's on me. But that's going to be happening over the next few weeks. Consolation
prizes. I wish I had a flag in here and I could wave it around for you.
Yeah, she's the best mum I know.
It's time to tell us what your mum is famous for in the Mum Factor. For Aqua Vitae in the 5-star complex, Port Macquarie.
Now, we've had calls this morning, people calling up to say what their mum is famous for, what people love about their mum, what's special about her.
And I mean, this is the last time we're taking calls for today. We'll be doing it all week till Thursday. And then on Friday, anybody who gets on air and through the calling actually goes into the draw to win this huge pamper package from Aqua Vitae Day Spa. So give us a call right now, 13 12 16, if you do have something you want to chat about in relation to your mum, she's a little bit of a legend.
It is really important to celebrate your mum as well. Mums do a lot. Mums and dads do, but, you know, mums do a lot.
I mean, Father's Day have their own day. This is Mum's Day.
Yeah, we'll celebrate dads in due course.
Yeah. This one's for the mums. If you're going to either give her, breakfast in bed, or you're going to go out and actually celebrate, or you're like, actually, the men in my family, and actually me, I'm pretty bad at the moment. If you always forget what you're going to get your mum, or you don't know, it is a hard thing to do unless she's like, I want this same thing every year, which is like hard to find.
Absolutely. So 13, 12, 16, we're giving a $100 voucher away for Aqua Vitae Day Spa. And not only that, if you don't get it today but you call up, you're still in the running for the grand prize, which is really, really cool. And that's going to be on Friday. So we'll take a caller. Hello, who we got there?
Hi, my name's Safira.
Go again, sorry.
My name's Safira.
You're going to have to... Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. Okay, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11.
And what does your mum do that she's famous for in your house?
She cooks really, really delicious food.
Mum is an excellent cook.
Is that true, or is she standing there next to you saying you better say this?
No, she's upstairs.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so what's your favourite meal that she cooks?
She's upstairs doing her assignment.
Oh, so she's studying as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Go. So what's your favourite meal that your mum cooks?
Probably last night's dinner.
What was that?
What was it?
We had barbecue kebabs.
Oh, barbecue kebabs. Mum is nailing it.
I think I'd like my mum to be like that.
Oh,
barbecue
my goodness.
Kebabs for dinner. I'd be down for that.
And do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have 2.
Oh, wow. So Mum is a mumager, I like to say, of 3 kitties. Well, guess what? You're going to go in the draw to win the $100 day spa voucher from Aqua Vitae, and you'll go in the big draw as well for Mum, all right?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, you have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right, cool. 7:27. There we go. The Mum Factor, celebrating mums this year with Aqua Vitae Day Spa in the 5-star complex, Gordon Street, Port Macquarie. $100 vouchers. And on Friday, Cass, the grand prize of how much was it worth?
$665 bills.
That's incredible.
Yes. And it's like a huge deluxe day spa package. Like, imagine mum going there with that much quid and then going to get all of the pampering she deserves.
The thing is, as well, with the vouchers, if you're looking for something for Mother's Day, they're great because they don't expire. She can use them whenever she wants, go there and take her mind off you and the other kids. It's a way of sort of getting back in the good
but
books.
She loves you.
She does love you.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Oh, MasterChef's back. I'm very happy
Christmas
about this,
Cass.
Christmas
is back. I'm so keen for it. And I've been watching it quite closely. And Budge, you've been doing a bit of cooking. I'm cooking. We're trying to learn. But the lady that we should really be learning from is the lovely Huda. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Budge and Cass.
How are you this morning?
Not bad.
Not too bad.
Well, I missed last night's episode. What did I miss?
Budge. Okay, look, are you okay now? Like, I know, look, it's still a little bit fresh in your mind, but are you feeling a little bit okay? You're the first to be eliminated, but you didn't go down without a fight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, what was the feeling like to go into the show? Obviously, you go in there with the highest intentions, and to make the top 24, I feel like is just a massive achievement in mm-hmm. itself. What was the pressure like last night? Because we know that you had the black box, and that is scary, firstly. Mm. And to open it, the ingredients, what did you have? You had, like, pickled lemons, which are awesome. Oh. Yum. You had tarragon, spatchcock, calamari. Bodge, I'll tell you the rest of them. There was also, what else did you have? Mangoes and Brussels sprouts and fish sauce and spring onions.
What do you do with all that?
What the hell do you do with all that, Huda?
I guess just being in the MasterChef kitchen, it's a different experience. It's different from cooking at home.
Yeah.
At home, I will have my time to think and look and create you have time basically.
Yeah.
But on MasterChef, you are on fire, so you have to just survive.
So don't, I can...
you still feel like you're there, like
get out. I like to cook with a bit of music on in the background. Did they not let you put your tunes on?
No, there's no music.
Oh, no. What is... Okay, so firstly, you decided that you wanted to go with... you wanted to make a dessert, a lemon ice cream with tarragon crumbs, right?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Which also, yum, firstly. Bodge and I think would take a
bit. Oh, I'm interested in it. I don't know how it would taste.
So what happened? What changed your mind? We know the judges did come up to you.
Yeah, because I mentioned that I'm going to do the ice cream and crumbs, but then Gary said that won't be enough. And then, yes, on my mind, I was going to maybe add stuff on the go, but I think got a bit overwhelmed, and I got, like, the pressure got to me. And then I thought, what about if I stuck and then I don't have any idea? And then that would be embarrassing. Oh, no. Let me change it. And yeah.
I thought maybe they'd give you, like, because from a production point of view, it does seem quite quick, but I thought maybe you'd have a little bit of an idea leading into it. But is it really a huge shock when you see what you've been given? Do you have to think in, like, a really short amount of time, or do you get a little bit longer?
Yes, no. There's no long time.
Oh, there you go.
God. All right, well, now we definitely know. But, look, so, I mean, being in the MasterChef kitchen, obviously you think, how does everyone's food stay hot? And I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
How does it all stay hot? Or does it go a little bit cold, let's be honest?
A little bit, yes. So you are lucky if you are doing something cold, because, like, for example, ice cream, then they will keep it on the freezer. But if something like a steak...
Yeah,
it would be a little bit cold, but not that, like... So- still safe to eat.
And the judges eat all the food, right? They actually genuinely eat it, even if it's maybe not their favourite thing, or you've kind of flunked it or anything like that.
They are so fair. Yeah, well, they would try everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the three judges, though, and I've heard that they're all really nice guys. Like, my sister met them at the IGR. They were all actually...
Stop it. What a legend.
No, actually, George wasn't with them, but Matt and... what's the other one's name?
We got
Gary,
and George. But also,
apparently, like, they're really nice. But it must be really intimidating to cook in front of them or cook for them.
Who was your who's your soft spot? Huda, who's your favorite?
It's so hard. This is a naughty question.
Naughty question. Sorry.
See, I guess Matt is a really, really gentleman. I love him for that. Mm. And Gary is like a kind of. Feels like he is a teacher.
Oh.
And George is a bit funny, so he makes kind of
like helps the environment.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the environment, yeah.
They've done a really good job on that show with the chemistry between the three. They've all got great stuff.
That's true.
Just to be able to take part in it must be a really huge buzz. That's going to stay with you for a while, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're not slowing down anytime soon. I've got it here on some good authority, Bodge, that you have launched your own dairy-free ice cream business.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is this true?
Sassy.
What's it called?
Sassy. Sassy ice cream.
Oh, my God, I love that.
I like it because I like dairy even though I can't really have it. I'd like to try and find some more stuff, Cass, that doesn't have a lot of dairy in it. So that'd be great.
So whereabouts is your ice cream shop?
So we have pop-ups.
Yep.
So to know more about our pop-ups, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Sassy ice cream.
Yes.
Love
yes.
it.
So we do it in local markets at the moment. So, for example, here in Adelaide. The central markets, Gillis on the ground.
Oh, my God. I love the central markets in Adelaide.
I love it, too. Yeah, and recently we did the Bower Bird. Yeah, that was our latest.
Yeah, right. All right, well, next time I'm back home in Adelaide, I'll have to go past the central markets and grab some.
Please do.
I think you will, Bodge, honestly, and I might even have to come with you, seriously. But also, I just wanted to say, I think you've done a really good job here because you're from Saudi Arabia and it was a male-dominated upbringing, as far as I'm aware, for yourself. And you're trying to teach women that, you know, the power of women, right?
Yeah.
What was your goal on MasterChef?
So, obviously, I'm not the first woman who entered MasterChef, and I'm not empowering women to only cook, but my goal is to take courage and to choose courage over comfort. So I wanted to be an example of a person who came from different background, mm-hmm. different language, and, yeah, everything is different, but I've made it. I've made it to a show that thousands of people apply to every year. And, yeah, this is a big achievement,
even though
I was scared, yeah. I was afraid, but I did it.
Well, you've done a very good job. And, look, congratulations. You did do amazing. And Sassy Ice Cream, I don't think I could have ever thought of a better name.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time out this morning.
See ya, bye.
That was really cool, Cass.
Oh, what a legend,
I know.
Seriously.
Hey, look, speaking of legends, very shortly we're going to talk to Phil from Boost Juice, and we've got to come up with a winner for the Mum Factor, which is coming up also very, very shortly. That's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Cass and Bodge.
Been a huge show today. The 5 in 10 didn't go off. That's going up to $760 for tomorrow. Very exciting. Also, don't forget, if you'd like to go and see Pink at New York City at Madison Square Garden, on us to become a Hit VIP, go to hit.com.au right now. And Cass at the moment is trying to call our winner for the Mum Factor, the winner of the $100 gift voucher. Cass, put her straight on. Don't even tell her who you are. Hello?
This is a secret.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. What's your name?
Izzy.
Hi, Izzy. Cass and I here are from a radio station called Hit FM.
You called us earlier.
You're
the winner, Izzy. Congratulations. You've got a $100 gift voucher to Aqua Vitae Day Spa for your mama.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
The crocheting legend.
And not only that, you are still in the draw for the major prize at the end of the week as well. So you don't have to worry about a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah, you don't even need to stress, girlfriend.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey,
very welcome.
Thanks for calling us.
And you know what? And thanks to your mum as well, because for those that missed out, can you just very briefly tell us what she's doing for the farmers?
She's crocheting blankets and raffling them off, and all the proceeds go to the farmers.
Oh, wow. And she has she got, like, somewhere we can go to see her work?
Yeah, she has a Instagram page called Gumleaf Crochet.
Gumleaf Crochet. Oh, awesome. And also, I just had a little geese, Bodge. They're, like, very fashionable ones too.
Is that
I'm
right?
Into it.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm, like, a fashionista, but, you know, I like them. Right. Izzy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So easy. We'll be back tomorrow morning, Cass, with more Mum Factor, more stuff, 760 in the 5 in 10. It's all coming tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Bye. Have a beautiful